Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suce un sac de bique.
Oh, spiders!
Girl, I want to take you to the gay bar. Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon. Girl, you're top shelf vagina. Shit, what comes next? Butthole spiders! All right, guys, so this is what's going up. Wait, I forgot one. Perfect. Nailed it. So here's what's up. Shannon hates me. We're no longer friends anymore. We've broken up. So last week was my birthday. She normally celebrates my birthday with me. We normally do stuff. I was like, hey, regular podcast night for birthday week. She was like, ooh, sorry, I have a meeting. And then she was like, hey, by the way, next Tuesday I'll already be gone for Thanksgiving. And so she no longer loves me. We're no longer in a relationship anymore. And I'm replaced her with Christina.
Whoop, whoop. Christina's here.
Yeah, so you guys remember her from the Good Place podcast night. She was there. You guys know Christina. You love Christina. I don't care if you don't know and love Christina. Shut up. All right.
Last name Wakeman, W-A-K-E-M-A-N. No social media presence or following, so that was irrelevant. But Christina's here. Yay!
Whatever, your Twitter's funny.
Yeah, you know, every 17 days or so, yeah, there's one same. That floats out there.
Same, yeah. Same.
Would it be out there?
So we also have Teddy here with us tonight. How you doing, bud? That's how he was making little noises before. If you hear baby noises, that's what's up. He's doing his baby thing. He's babying it up. I showed up today, so a few weeks ago, he's laughing at me. A few weeks ago, I got those chocolate-covered, when Maggie 2 was here, I got the chocolate-covered cookie dough bites, and so I got them again today for Christina.
They were amazing. Unbelievable. And, of course, we're sipping on the Edna Valley 2016 Pinot Noir.
It's very
good times.
Teddy's for it. You yeah. For it? I think he said yeah. I think that was a yes.
For cookie dough and wine.
So yeah, that was what we've had. We've had cookie dough and wine. We also have pie. We haven't eaten the pie yet.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll bust into some pie later.
Dirty pie later.
So yeah, Christina was one of the women who we had decided at the beginning of the month that we wanted to invite on for Women We're Thankful For. But then Shannon screwed up the whole month by being gone for 2 weeks. This is all Shannon's fault. So I've replaced her with Christina.
I'm making t-shirts, hashtag replace Shannon. So if you'd like to order one, just, you know, comment, send us a message. I mean, don't send us, send it to Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm not fully like on board yet as a the replacement, but you know, you can vote. You can vote if you want. Love you, Shannon.
Oh, she's going to be so horrified by this. I'm the worst friend. Okay, great. Yeah, so it was my birthday last week, and I got some good stuff. I got the new book from Alice Isn't Dead, the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it was really awesome. The previous nice. Week, they'd been here on the book tour, and so my parents got me a signed copy.
Ooh,
so they didn't go
nice.
To the book tour, but when they went to the store, there were signed copies still from the book tour. So yeah, that was
win.
Total win. And what do you think of my ridiculous new phone cover?
All the stars.
It says stars and glitter. It's very Maggie. So I'm pretty pumped. It was a fun birthday. I went out to Corner Brewery in...
Man, last year in your 20s. That was a good time. I remember that.
Thanks. You guys, I turned 36. I turned 36 last week. It's like, I was worried too. I was like, man, are a bunch of people going to not be on my Tinder anymore? Because... Now that I like once
oh,
no. You're past,
you're like touching on like the next echelon. This is like the sugar sweet of the. I mean, you've got the divorcees with older children coming up, and you've got like the sugar daddies. You're a few years away from like widowers.
Yeah,
this is the good stuff. The desperation is gonna get real. You are gonna be like the hottest of commodity.
I guess that's
all of them.
I guess that's
it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Let's think of it that way.
Yeah.
That's true.
screw the 20-year-olds. You're on to the good stuff now.
Well, I mean, you know, old guy was such a pain in the ass that it's hard for me to be like, you're just having so much fun, aren't you? He was so stupid and he was so man dumb. Man dumb is real. You know what I'm talking about.
It is. Is an adjective for all varieties of things. Man cold, yeah. Man dumb, man shopping.
Oh my gosh.
Man dressing.
Have you started Christmas shopping at all yet?
I have like a 5-page list.
That counts.
Amazon cart is alive and well. It shouldn't be Amazoning. I'm sorry, everyone. It's just so easy.
It is. No, they did this on Amazon. Did this on purpose.
I did it. I know. I have 4 children. How? Why? Bezos die. I mean, it's so nice though.
Hashtag how? Why Bezos die?
Yes. This is the thing. So yeah, that's no. Nothing is bought yet, but I'm gonna count it as you know, a plan's in place. How about you? Anything good?
Yeah. So when I was actually in Disney at the beginning of October, I got my brother's and my niece's Christmas presents. Because, I just found the perfect things when I was at Disney World. So you just got to get that.
Jump on it.
And then, so my dad upgraded from an iPhone 4 to an iPhone 7.
Was that even running anymore?
It wasn't supported, but it was still running.
Okay, well, it was gonna, for calls and stuff?
Yeah.
Just calls?
Yeah, I mean, basically... You're cracking me up. You're cracking me up, little man. Yeah, no, like half the apps he wanted didn't work, right? Like, okay. So the 7.
He's ready to be a grandpa.
He is so ready to be a grandpa. So his phone doesn't have the headphone jack anymore. And I stepped on my headphones. So I ordered 2 pairs.
Ooh.
Okay. So one for me and one for my dad for Christmas.
Earbud life.
Yes, exactly that.
Ear earbud life?
Yeah, well, I didn't get the actual Apple version. I just got the Bluetooth ones.
I'm hoping they all work the same. I think they all work. They all work the same.
Yeah. Well, the guy I was talking about, the ones that I got on Wish for $2. Because he was talking about the actual, like, the Apple ones, the fancy-ass ones, and... He goes, well, when you touch yours, can you talk to Siri? And I was like, I never talk to Siri anyway.
Yeah, right?
Shut up, Siri.
I don't need to pay $140 more to talk to Siri when I tap my ear.
Right, like, exactly that.
Who are you, bro?
Right. So I was all about my $2 Wish ones, but then I actually upgraded, got like $20 ones for myself and for my dad for Christmas. Yep.
It's Christmas.
So it's Christmas. It's
Jesus' birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jesus. All right. We're going to... Do you need to pop out a boob?
Oh, yeah. There will be boobs.
Feed that baby.
Can't see it, but there's lots of boobs over here.
So many boobs, you guys.
Neither of us are wearing tops, actually. I'm just kidding. Just Maggie's wearing a top. I'm not. We're both wearing tops. Only half of my boob is out.
You didn't need to ruin it for them.
Okay, we're both topless. Then let's go back to that.
We're both.
I lied about having shirts on.
We're both topless. All right, so let's move on to our pop culture. I think that was all of our intro things. I know that, like, I'm actually bummed that Shannon's not here to discuss this with me because we were both pretty pumped about it. The All Stars forecast for RuPaul's Drag Race was announced this week with all the intro videos and everything. And then you guys remember on the election night coverage, I got all angry and said the fact that Latrice motherfucking Royale couldn't vote was a hate crime. So multiple good things. Mm. One, Florida gave former felons back the right to vote. So now Latrice Royale can vote again, which is fantastic. So the hate crime has been fixed. And then also she's coming back and she's going to be on All Stars 4. So she was on All Stars 1. I don't even know why they're letting her come back to All Stars 4, but I was like, whatever, don't care. I want her on every single season. Right? Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's only 2 white girls on this season. So I'm really hoping for, you know, some spectacular. All of the All-Stars so far, the first 3 All-Stars were all white. So I'm really hoping for some more diversity. Although Latrice Royale, she's the one I'm rooting for, and she's black. She's fantastic. She's really well known for her sayings like 5 G's, good God, girl, get a grip, and Jesus is a biscuit, so let him sop you up.
Oh my God, are you hungry now? Because is it the wine or is it soppy biscuits?
Yeah,
and Jesus, I don't know.
Jesus is a biscuit. He's gonna sop you up.
I want her to be my grandma. Is that weird? Just hearing that. I don't watch the show, so I apologize that I can't.
That's okay.
You know, add more to this. But
that's fine. You're okay.
Now I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, definitely. Shannon was even talking about like, what channel is it on? Can I pay to just have that channel? Like, we are so excited about Latrice coming back this season that Shannon wants to get cable again.
All right.
It's big news. It's a big deal.
Give her my Xfinity sign-on. Like, she just had that.
That's a smart... Aw, you're such a good friend, except we're breaking up with her, aren't we? No, shut up. We're not.
Yeah,
shut
we're
up.
Not. We're not. We're not. Here.
You guys, it's a joke. I'm kidding. I'm kidding! So... 98.7 Amp Radio is gone.
It's gone. The Amp Radio. There is no rival channel to 95.5 anymore. I don't know. Who listens to the radio? I listen to radio. I'm a mom. I have a minivan that's really old. The aux doesn't work. I'm sorry. So
I don't
listening
even
to the radio.
Have an aux in the Prius.
Oh, all right. Well, 98.7 is now the Breeze. And
yeah, I was like, I was driving home the other night, and I was like, what the fuck is this Christmas music?
I turned it on, and it was Michael McDonald. And I was like, 97, I was like, oh my God, my husband has finally breached all radio if 98.7 is playing Michael McDonald. And then they're like, The Breeze, Easy Listening. There was like some crooning voices. And I was like, oh, I can get into this. Loving it, actually. Loving it. I'm okay with it because I have two tweens at home who I listen to enough music that I don't understand the words of. And as a new channel, they're playing like all of those super fun classics that you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that song. So...
So
far, I'm into it.
I already took it off my presets.
Oh, that bad. Not even giving it a chance.
I gave it a little chance.
All right. How long? When did the change happen? I just realized it like 2 days ago.
No, it was like last week, okay, at least. It was, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I had a friend who was on 98.7 on the weekends, right? His name was Conrad. And he was on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. And then he would also be one of the, like, DJs that was in on holidays because the big names got the holidays off. And so, yeah, I met him at PenguinCon a few years with Shannon. I've told this story on the podcast before. He told me about rescuing a kitten off the side of the road. Aww. And he named her Saren for serendipity. And I was like, panties dropped. Like, I didn't hook up with him, but like all he would have had to do was wiggle his eyebrow. Like,
yes,
telling me about rescuing a kitten off the side of the highway, like my panties fell off in the hallway.
No panties. It's how they were made to.
They were they were gone. So I didn't hook up with him, but I was delighted to talk to him. He was a lovely person.
Lose his job though, he's still with 98.7.
He's not. He had quit a while ago.
Okay, all right.
So he lived in Port Huron and had to drive down to Detroit for the weekends for that job.
Okay.
He has a daytime show or a morning show in Port Huron on the weekdays.
Okay.
So he was just like, I'm tired of working 6 or 7 days a week. And
respect.
So he quit a few months ago, but he posted about it and about how he was bummed and that this is like the third time it's happened to him that he's left a radio station and then they've changed not long after that. And that
stop good luck chucking the radio stations.
Yeah, seriously,
asshole.
No, Conrad, what are you doing?
We can't be
mad. He saved Saren.
I mean, is anyone, you know, nothing is more disappointing than the 93.1 switch from the Tic Tac. It was Tic Tac in the 2000s. Him and his pop.
The dance
music.
It was 93.1 was dance music.
And then it's country now, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but in the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was the dance station and it played the stuff like, What is Love?
Yes.
Baby, yep. Don't Hurt Me. It played the like club jams. I loved that. I need a club jam.
Now it's just 95.5 is the only station holding on.
To the pop.
To the modern pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billboard stuff. All right.
But I also still want a Club Jams one. Like, I want...
That'd be good.
I want a Club Jams. I want one that makes
they
me feel like I
They all
kind of
do that after,
dance.
Like, 9 p.m., though. So you could probably,
okay,
like...
But I'm against that. I don't like that. I want
Can
it to...
Club Jams in the morning?
No.
The morning show,
no,
Club Jams.
No, the way they do it with the, like, mixing them,
oh.
I either want a DJ set or I want pop music, the like pop music DJ sets do not, I find them to be dissatisfying.
Okay.
Because like I want to finish out the song, you know? Okay. Like it's a different thing if you sample a song, but they play like just enough of the song that you are like
into it and then they pull it away. It's
a tease.
It's like Conrad. Conrad's no shirt saving kittens out here. Didn't even put out for Maggie. So yeah, I see it. I see you. It's a terrible person.
Oh man, I meant to show you the picture too. Your son is judging me again. I have a picture of him judging me. Your baby was judging me.
Yeah. Well. Oh. just throwing it out there, reiterating what Sarah Michelle Gellar had to say on social media this week.
Tell me.
Don't overeat on Thanksgiving. I mean, you just do not. It's poor for your health. It's a poor example for others. This is not a time. We never need a holiday to overeat. Just be better than that.
Shut up, Buffy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. I know you and Freddie Prinze had a big thing to do. You were popular once upon a time, but I will be eating until my maternity pants fit again. So you can just...
Yeah, I bet that went over well. I bet people loved it.
Yeah, it was very entertaining responses. Stuff it, Sarah Michelle. We've got nothing for you.
I'm actually kind of excited. So, you guys, it's Thanksgiving week for us. I don't know when you're going to hear this.
Unless you're Maggie, and then I don't know what plants sounds make. Yeah, let's go with that. Yep, that's the sound. True to form.
Oh my God.
Maggie comes up with a mandrake as her edible for Thanksgiving. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Do you remember the time that we went to Chili's after bio lab? And we had, Christina and I met because we were lab partners in bio. We actually knew each other from chem lab the previous semester. And then when we were in bio lab together, we were like, hey girl, lab partners. Lab partners. So we were doing plants and animals, and we had this thing where we were like, we had these jellies and they were of different like hormones, and we put it on different parts of the plants to see how the different hormones affected the plants. And then at the end, our GSI, our grad student, our TA was like, I'll throw these away or you can take them. And Christina was like, I'm keeping the plant. So
I kept the plant.
So we went to Chili's. Brought the plant to Chili's. And Christina was there way before me. And it's like carrying the plant in. And it's like, table for two? And the guy looks at her like she's insane.
I wasn't insane. I was waiting for Maggie, but he thought it was for the plant. You had to be there. Good times.
No, you can imagine it. You can imagine going into Chili's with the plant and being like, table for two? For me and my plant, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So it was a good time. Good old times. All right, so that was it for our pop culture section. Actually, you know what also? I know I talked about this on the podcast before. I've been listening to Within the Wires, and this season is getting really dark. I was enjoying it at first, and now I'm just like... So okay. The first season's actually really, really good of Within the Wires. So what happened in the story of it is that there was a huge war in the 40s/50s that actually just like destroyed the planet, and we redid our entire society. And so the first season, this woman was in an insane asylum and the woman who was making the tapes for her actually knew her from their childhood and tried to help her escape. Right. Okay. So she was in trouble with the government for trying to contact her sister because you're not allowed to have family contacts in your new society. So like, you know, it's this really, really strict government. And yeah, I really enjoyed the first season. So we're creating this world and it's really interesting. And then we went backwards in time for the second season to this painter, and now we're even more backwards in time, and we're at the very, very beginning of them, the war being over and them developing the new society. And it's getting like disturbing. So it's interesting, it's good. I still highly recommend it, but but it's been on my mind because it's creepy.
Yeah, I need something lighter in my life. Again, I have four children, so
yeah,
darkness plagues me already. Like something a little bit more comedic.
Oh my gosh,
uplifting.
Hopeful. Actually, you should listen to my friend from college's podcast. Oh. So it's just like this. He and his friend shoot the shit together, and it's called Our Gay Agenda. So they're yes. both gay, and they talk about hilarious, weird things. Like, they did one, I mean, they also talk about serious stuff, but, like, I'll quote them back to themselves being, like, I was dying. Where he was, like, you know, like, Delon is my friend from college, and he was, like, find me a husband now, I'm ready to get fat. Like, you know, like, real stuff. Like, real
exactly
stuff.
How it goes.
Reading things, you know, critiquing things societally. And then they did one about talking about dating people who are not from your race. Delon is black, and his, co-host Brandon is Hispanic, so they were, you know, like, so they have these really great things, and they're gay, and they cackle at each other, and it's okay. super fun. And it was so sad because Delon was talking about, like, you know, not finding himself attractive because the, like, you know, like, he's black, and
well, nobody wants to fuck themselves.
No.
I could create a person I wanted to fuck. I wouldn't make me and be like, oh my God, yes.
Yes, queen.
That's the body.
But he was talking about just not even realizing that he was, because, you know, like, society is so white-centric, you yeah. know, and, mm-hmm. like, white features are the things that are portrayed as beautiful, you
true.
Know.
I'm more of a, I like the ethnic. I'm, which is so weird that I literally married an Aryan, but moving on.
But so I told him this story, and I messaged it to him, and I was like, I'm so sad that you didn't know you were gorgeous, because when we were in college, we did two plays together in the same year where he was acting in them and I was stage managing. And my mom came to both of them because she was local. I went to University of Michigan, and she was talking about how incredibly attractive Delon was. And I was like, he's gay. And my mom goes, how sad for women everywhere.
Wow.
So I told him that story. I was like, I have always known you were gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Love yourself, girl.
Amen.
But, like, I also didn't know I was gorgeous. Like, looking back on pictures of me from 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
2 weeks ago, whatever, all the same.
I was like, damn, I was a hottie. What am I doing with myself?
Aging gracefully.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You want to know what my trick is? Not having
good
children.
Facial. Oh, man. I was going to go facial moisturizer. I want your regimen. But you got to go there. I can't put these back up in there. But you could have given me some facial tips.
I actually do. You guys, my facial moisturizer is so expensive. I really do have a good one. It's Alginist.
Ooh.
Anti-aging.
I have seen reviews on it.
It's stupid expensive. I got a sample of it and was like, God damn it, I love it. Like,
Then you gotta. That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. It's $110 for a jar of it. But it lasts me, like,
I gotta pay for college, like, so I guess I'll get wrinkly, too.
It lasts me, like, 10 months. It lasts me almost a year.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's legit.
So.
That's, I'd say, price similar to most face regimens. So.
Yeah. So that's my guy. I love it.
It's beautiful. And not having children, of course.
And not having children.
And not being married, because I got to throw that out there. Like, that's part of the package.
It makes you exhausted.
It's worse. It's worse than the children. No, I mean, I love him, but it's worse than the children.
Man, dudes are so, ugh. I got into a argument. I got, you know me, guys, in my online arguments. This dude was... All these dudes. So first of all, it was in the Reddit subreddit Troll X Chromosomes, which is for women because it's Troll X Chromosomes mm-hmm. for trolls. So the comic was this woman being like, you know, sometimes men's egos are just so, and then she leans in and whispers, fragile. And then 30 men pop out and they all have bubbles being like, you're a whore. Shut the fuck up. Not all men. And it's like, oh, it's so true. And then I just kept on getting in fights with people being like, maybe mm-hmm. They were like, oh, so if somebody comes out and defends themselves, then you say they're doing exactly this? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I do say that.
Yes, exactly.
Because if you didn't have a fragile ego, you would be able to be like, yes, that is an issue for some people. That is a problem. I see how that's an issue.
Men and women alike on this thread for women, it seems to be their haha for the day. Moving on. Something relevant to me.
Not all men. Listen. We know not all men. We're not idiots.
I mean, but sometimes generalities and stereotypes are a little entertaining.
Right.
So, you know, we're all here.
We're all here for the stereotypes that are entertaining.
It's totally true.
Everybody enjoys it. Simplifying things makes life easier.
Yeah, going back to my husband, I'm going to tell people that I wasn't crazy when I was pregnant. But if you ask him, I was crazy. Super crazy.
I saw the Facebook posts. He called you out a couple times.
Yeah, you know, I want to shout out for Black & Decker. I threw your dustbuster at my husband, broke into pieces, put it back together. Still works amazingly. So props to you. The craftsmanship is incredible.
All right, now give us money. Now that we have,
right, I know, yeah.
Now that we have sent out your advertisement to our 6 listeners, now give us money.
This ad ends in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. Yeah. So I think that was all on that. All right. So I went on a little Facebook rant. It's time for Maggie Rants. It's time for Maggie Rants. I try really hard to, like, mostly be funny and positive. There's enough bullshit out in the world that, like, I mostly just try to be charming and funny.
But you gotta sometimes
get that out there. Yeah. And I was, like, really mean about people shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
I was really mean about it. So, you know, some things cannot be helped. Hospitals have to stay open.
It's true.
You can't just close a hotel because it's Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely.
You can't just close Disney World.
Strip clubs.
I mean, you got to keep strip clubs got to stay open.
There are a handful of businesses that there should be no exceptions for people closing them down.
Right. Like hospitals and strip clubs. But, you know, when I worked retail hell for all of those years, I stopped enjoying Christmas. I thought that I had just, like, grown out of enjoying Christmas. I thought I just didn't enjoy Christmas anymore. And then my first year not working in retail hell, I was like, oh.
Beautiful holiday.
I love Christmas again. Mm-hmm. I want to listen to Christmas music. I want to watch Christmas movies. Like, I want to wrap my gifts and pick out the tree and decorate. Yep. Like, I was pumped for Christmas again. And you just got your only 2 days off guaranteed, and it was Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. You know? Like, those were the only 2 days that you
National
were.
National holidays. I mean, if you're going to pull anything decent from that Judeo-Christian foundation that is crumbling our, you know, dignity as a country right now, pull those 2 days off.
That's right.
Those are the ones.
Right. Those are the ones that you got to hold on to. But, like, you know, starting in late October, they start prepping everything for Christmas stuff. And then if you are a retail worker, you're just slammed. You're just slammed with hours during that time. And there's extra people working there. And there's extra, like, everything is extra. And it's exhausting.
And those extra people are like that, you know, random working mom who comes to the PTO trying to volunteer and help, doesn't know what the hell's going on. That's me. That's me. I go there. I'm trying to help you people and be a part of it, even though I'm not there while all of you stay-at-home moms are working. Oh, that was a Christina rant. But going back to the holiday stuff.
No, keep going. I love it. I love a good rant. I love a good circular rant. I love tangential rants.
Tangential.
So, yeah. I'm like phenomenally against going shopping on Thanksgiving Day. Like, the stores started doing these, like, pre-Black Friday things on Thanksgiving Day, and I think it's terrible to do that. You're taking people away from their family on what used to be one of their 2 days off. And this is also something that Shannon and her family does, and it makes me angry. Like, Shannon is an amazing best friend, and she's a perfect person in almost every way, and she's kind and compassionate, and I love her very much. And it shocks me that someone who's that kind and compassionate would shop on Thanksgiving Day. Why would you do that?
Yeah, and I don't even know how you people move. Like, you're supposed to eat yourself, you know, borderline comatose.
Right.
You shouldn't be driving after that much food and alcohol and angry fights with family. Right. Like, no one should be on the road or in a store.
Yeah.
You're gonna hurt a retail worker in the condition that you're in right now.
Like, I know. I just need, like, a forklift to move around. You know, you gotta just, lift me up and beep, beep. Oh, yeah. Beep.
You're slow moving. Your eyes might be a little dodgy. You know, your dad's already told you not to fight with that uncle you knew you wanted to fight with, and now you're out in public.
Christina's telling my biz.
Dangerous. Dangerous. Whoa, there was no names disclosed in said statement, but no, it's okay. You want to claim it, go for it.
Oh, my God. No, I will. So my dad's family, so my grandma, fruit grandma, crazy grandma, moved to Chelsea Retirement Community a year and a half.
Crazy grandma.
My friends started calling that grandma fruit grandma. For being crazy when I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school.
Right.
And my brother and my cousin and I used to message each other and be like, guess what grandma did? Like, there was a time that my grandma gave my cousin money and he decided he was going to go to a sushi restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then she took the money back because she thought he was going to die from eating sushi because...
I mean, this is a reasonable grandma concern. That sounds totally... I am excited for the day when I will be able to do ridiculous grandma things of that nature.
But take the money back. Yes. No, you can't have sushi. You'll die.
Yes. I mean, you know, there are so many things you could die from. Grandma's just trying to protect you out here. Get some McDonald's instead, says grandma. Good, grandma. Yes. Give me that $100 back. I'll go to McDonald's instead.
So, yeah, grandma's nuts. She moved here to, to Chelsea. And then my dad's family, who we haven't spent holidays with in 20 years, started inviting themselves to holidays. And I don't want to hang out with them. I actually told my dad that he doesn't value my mental health. Because he's trying to make me hang out with his family. And I posted this on Facebook today where I was like, I tried to ask my psychiatrist for a doctor's note. I did try to ask to be like, because I just feel like, I honestly feel like my dad wasn't taking me seriously.
Maybe instead, on the flip side, you can request to be hospitalized for the afternoon.
Yeah, great idea. Love that.
Just go.
I love that. So I was like, can you tell my dad in a note that like this is bad for me? Like, can you explain to him that like this is hurtful to me?
I hear the antipsychotics are way better through an IV than the ones you can take orally. Ooh. But you know, I don't know.
Love it. Great idea. Christina's a genius.
All right, so me and Maggie will be in room 218B at St. Joe's on Thursday for the follow-up. We'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, I'll be perfect. Well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am so thankful and excited. I will be cooking all day, actually from today until Thursday, for the first time in like 5 years. For my family, just my family, my husband and my kids. Very excited. So, and that is it. That is all we are doing. I'll be doing no shopping, no visiting. My in-laws and my sister-in-law is going to be up from Kentucky. So her and my in-laws will be over on Friday just to hang out at our house. But a very wonderful, lazy, food-filled weekend.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, some puzzles, some games.
Sounds very delightful.
Super Americana.
Well, I actually was like pretty excited for this. So when my uncle, my mom's brother, married my aunt in the late 80s, she said, we're never coming to holidays at your house because there's only two of us and I would be more missed.
Hmm.
So there's five of you, but there's two of us, so I'm going to spend all the holidays with my family. Oh. My uncle just sort of went along with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird way to go about it, but okay.
Yeah, it's numbers game. It's all about the numbers in family.
Right. My grandma was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even notice that I'm missing one.
Yeah, of course. That's how moms work. I have four. I can vouch that if one of the children is missing, if you have more than two or three of them, you don't even notice.
You don't notice you're missing one. So neither of my cousins, I've ever spent Thanksgiving with them. Never in their entire lives.
Wow.
These cousins. And last year, her mom died. Their grandma died, which is really sad. But they are coming to Thanksgiving at our house this year for the first time ever.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm, like, really excited. I was really excited to, like, spend Thanksgiving with them, with Lauren and John. Lauren is the other vegetarian in the family. So, like, I get to...
La la.
La la. So I'm going to make the little Gardein holiday roast, which is, like, fake turkey with stuffing in it. And it's really delicious. And like, I was super pumped to like share this with her because we've never gotten to do this together before.
Okay, very nice.
And I make this weird gravy sauce that's like, it's so salty. It's delicious. It's like salty fat goo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like...
like a 14-year-old girl who didn't get invited to the dance. That's salty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that salty. It's just like, okay, it's onions and garlic and broth and soy sauce and nutritional yeast and like flour to make it that gooey awesomeness. I'm forgetting something else that's all salt. There's like...
like kitchen bouquet or like broth or like
it's broth and soy sauce, whatever it is. Okay. And then oil. It's like a half cup of oil. So it's just this like salty, fatty, fake gravy sauce. Yeah, okay. And it is good.
Also doubles as a cold remedy if you're interested. You just drink that DayQuil. Oh,
did you ever watch the show Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist?
No.
It was on in the late 90s. It was one of my favorites in high school.
Missed it.
So there were actual famous people on. It was a cartoon, but there were actual famous people on.
Sesame Streeting.
Being themselves.
Okay.
Right? And so I don't even remember who the famous person was, but he's on this thing and he goes, so I'm talking to my neighbor. This was my favorite sketch from that show. So I'm talking to my neighbor the other day, and halfway through the conversation, I realize he's drinking a glass of gravy. You know, I've always liked gravy, but I never really considered it a beverage.
Fuck yeah, that's my neighbor. Fuck yeah, that's my neighbor. That's what I would have said.
You know, a trip to the doctor must be interesting with that guy. You've got really high cholesterol. You haven't been drinking gravy, have you?
I have. Yes, I have. Like, so, yeah. What did the doctor say to that? Like, you respond, yes.
Yeah, I've been drinking gravy. That's exactly what I've been doing.
Gargling, bathing in it.
Oh, I want
it for my eye wrinkles.
Dude, there's so much fat in it. It's probably going to work. It's probably going to work out. So moving on to this, I put this under the good news section. It's not like good news. It's just funny.
Yeah, we all need a little funny.
We all need a little funny. So a hilarious, ridiculous thing of the week was, so the fires are happening in Pleasure, California.
The pleasure. I think he's thinking of Silicon Valley because he gets that mixed up a little bit. Our great...
Dear leader.
It's Paradise, California. Whatever, if you haven't seen the news and you're not familiar. Paradise, pleasure, you know, it's all mixed up. It's Stormy in his head.
Oh, dang, Christina. So he said that in Finland, they have a lot of trees, but they don't have forest fires because they spend a lot of time raking in Finland.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I mean, I know that when I want to go on vacation, I'm like, should I go to California or Finland? Because their weather is basically the same.
It is. It is. I'm thinking the same thing. You know, anytime that I go to the Nordic countries, I mean, I want to plan out
surfing.
Shorts,
beach time,
the sunscreen, you know, am I wearing a one piece or a two piece? And I'm going to California and it's the same.
Exact same.
The same.
Perfect. It's right. It's the exact same.
I have always considered any kind of clearing of the floor to prevent any arsenic activities if someone is going to start a fire, they're going to litter the floor of a building.
You just meant arson, right?
Arsenic. Poison. Not the poison kind. the kind that you light with a fire.
I knew that you meant arson-y, but like arsenic is the thing.
What? Yep. We're cutting. The wine is done for Christina. And
no judgment. No judgment.
No judgment.
There's no judgment here. We're not judging.
Let's be honest here. I think...
Let's be honest.
I think Trump was trying to address the fact that no one in the Midwest did all of their fall cleanup before the snow came. It was a direct stab at our community. No, okay. You're right. I did not finish raking the leaves in my backyard,
you're
asshole.
Right. I didn't rake. You're right. Fine. I didn't do it.
You know what? Yeah, that's fine. He's after just the most ridiculous things.
But since last week was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So since last week was my birthday, I actually have a pretty good like anchor in my head for what the weather is normally like because I pay attention to it because it's my birthday.
Agreed,
right? So yeah. There have been years where it's been like 60 or 65. We've like played outside when I was a kid. It was really warm. And it's only snowed a couple of times ever in my life on my birthday. So this was really early. Weird. And some people were trying to argue with me about that. And I was like, I promise you, I know. Same. I know this. My birthday. It is not normally snowed by my birthday.
Same for warm and sunny because I'm April 2.
Yeah,
and the
you
early
get
spring,
it.
And I'm like, no, it is always 54 and raining. It's disgusting on April 2nd every year. Trust.
Yeah.
I know. You
know because it's your birthday. So people were being like, yeah, I mean, you know, it snows in November. And I was like, not this early. This is early.
It's always like the weekend or two before Thanksgiving. You always get that extra time to do all the raking you need to do. And we didn't.
We didn't. Not at all.
PSA from President Trump to the Midwest.
You
rake.
You
or
fucked
there will
it
be
up.
Forest fires
you,
here.
You done screwed it all up.
Dear God, you know we should send our dear leader those pumpkin bags that I loved from my childhood that you could leave.
Yes, the pumpkin
we should
bags.
Send him a bunch of pumpkin bags so he knows how much we support
raking
the raking of the leaves.
So, yeah, there have been so many great things about it. So, first of all, I sent it to my cousins in our group message. And so my aunt is Finnish. My uncle met my aunt on vacation in Greece in the 80s, in the 70s. They met in the 70s. So, he was from the United States. She was from Finland. And they fell in love, right? And, are you okay, little man? He's so mad. Just fall asleep. Just relax. Just relax. So she's Finnish, and both of my cousins were born in Finland. So in our cousin chat, I was just like, how dare you not tell us how to save California? You knew this whole time.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. So they were all laughing about that. And then today, I saw all of these people who were Finnish, all of these Finns were tweeting Trump and hashtagging, and they would, like, take their vacuums out to the forest, and they're, like, vacuuming the forest.
It was a wild Roomba.
Roomba. Oh, my gosh.
It's out there cleaning it up.
That was so funny. Like, that grade A trolling, as far as Maggie is concerned, I loved it. So even though this isn't good news because Dear Leader is an idiot and California is on fire, It was just really funny, all of the responses to it, you know?
Yeah. So agreed, the raking. Although I have, like, seeing some of the positive, more positive responses. Of course, community support during tragedy always comes out strong. So love that about us.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually a member online of the group called the Church of Rogers, which is, like, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yeah. Very nice.
Right? And he... You know, that quote always comes out for, like, look for the helpers.
Yes.
You know, and I just love...
So nice.
I just love that. It's so good. It's so, so good. All right. So, Christina Bina, do you have any other things that you wanted to talk about, chat about, say, do?
No. You know, I mean, probably not as relevant to the...
Don't.
To the chat.
There's no such thing as relevant.
All right, it's Tuesday.
We're just saying do whatever we want.
I came home from parent-teacher conferences this evening to meet with Maggie to have an enjoyable night at our house. And I got to say, why do they keep middle school hallways at like 100 degrees?
I don't know.
Like, we're out here. I'm sorry. I got a 12 and a 14-year-old. And let me tell you, the smell is hard to control. Like, I love them both. And they are showering. They're doing the deodorant. They're washing clothes regularly. Like, they're putting in work to fight it. And they got to keep the hallway and the classrooms at 100 degrees. Like, how are these teachers alive? Like, do you know 37th grade children? This is worse than any kind of barn or microbiology lab or, like,
oh, man.
This is all the smells.
Microbiology labs smell bad.
So I just got to say, you know, we got to keep the AC on in those middle school hallways year-round. Like, it should not be turned on.
I feel that.
Ever. They need to keep those kids cool, sweat-free.
Well, my office
for breeze balls.
Is in the middle. My office is in the middle of the building. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. In the winter, my office gets stupid hot. Right?
No.
And same thing. I mean, I have a couple of freshman and sophomore boys who got that stank on them.
It's strong and it lasts for a couple of years.
Yeah, there was a year a couple years ago that I had just like all boys, and that was when I made Shannon get me one of the fragrance burners, not mm-hmm. you know, you like the plug-in kind.
I don't know how. It just emits off of them and
I know. I'm not going to name names, James, but he smells so bad.
It's poor kids. Like, it's almost like you can't even help it. Like, I know. It's just there.
It just,
emitting in all its middle school strength. So I just got to say, you know, turned on the temps.
Yeah, you guys are screwing it all up. And so, yeah, I had to start running the fragrance warmer in my office, and it's orange fragrance now. So, like,
citrus. Great way to burn it off.
Yeah, yes. And to also be, like, invigorating so that the students feel awake and want to learn. I don't need them relaxed mm-hmm. and shit. You don't need eucalyptus or lavender.
Right.
You're not calling. I'm
trying to learn math here.
You're not. Yeah. No. Right. Exactly. Oh, speaking of eucalyptus. This was a Maggie Brain going, like, jump, jump, jump. Welcome to Maggie Brain. I loaned my friend my lotion the other night, and it was eucalyptus, but it was because we were in the car on the way to the new club. So the old kink club in Belleville closed.
I know. I heard said rumors of this.
Yeah. And then we, so there's a club in Toledo. So it's literally, I was like, just the way it was, we got off the highway at exit 9, and then we're sort of driving along back roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are we in Ohio? Did we cross into Ohio? Like, where are we? And then, no, we come into a town and we turn right. And then just a mile into Ohio is this club. And it was so nice.
Really?
It was a really, really nice.
Come check this out.
Really, really nice location. So, it was super fun.
Weird topic. Also, Christina's brain doing a jump, skip, hop.
Let's jump. Jump bubble. Brain.
Did I leave sprinkles at your
house?
Yeah,
you did. Do you need them?
All right, No. I mean, you can keep them, whatever. They're sprinkles. But you were talking about eucalyptus, lend, the club, and then for some reason I thought of glitter and some sprinkles and lending, and I was like, dude, I was going to bake, and then it's on my grocery list. Don't even need them. But,
no.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I leave sprinkles at people's houses. You
know, yeah, whatever. No, it's been in my little cabinet. I'm sorry I forgot to bring
Enjoy.
It.
Enjoy. Bake cookies. Pass along the joy.
Pass along the joy of the sprinkles.
Ooh, yeah.
He's
naughty butt.
You're a bad butt.
Bad butt.
I'm just trying to get him to chill. Chill, baby, chill.
He's trying to
swim.
I'm a firm believer that little boy babies tend to like to move a little bit more, but it's personality based too. So,
yeah.
No, that's it. I mean.
Yeah, no, that's a legit complaint.
Body
Listen,
odor,
world.
Sprinkles, people moving, kink clubs. These are just the things that we live in.
Titty sprinkles.
They make that. They make edible body glitter.
Yeah, right? For sure. Why not?
Body glitter.
I'm sure.
I could put that in cookies.
Mm.
Make edible glitter for cookies for sure.
They do. They do make edible cookie glitter. Are we ready to sort of wrap things up?
Yeah.
We have internet thing of the week this week. Because I saw it posted so many places, and it was making me laugh. Is this our intro? Nailed it. It said, man says threat to blow up the bathroom was not actually a bomb threat.
When you get in trouble for dropping that heavy turd.
So he said he was going to blow up the bathroom, and he got the cops called on him. Of course, he was black, because of course he was, because the world is a horrible place sometimes. But that is so funny. So maybe, you guys, maybe don't use that term. Maybe.
No, yeah, kids at the pool, dropping heavy.
Yeah.
Working the porcelain, whatever you got to say.
There's so many great ways to say that in a way that won't be mistaken as a bomb threat.
Yes. Yes.
So actually one of my favorite stories, about my cousins, the one from Finland. So they'd never gone on a like fancy vacation, right? Because they spent any of their vacation money going to see their family in Finland. So they'd never been on a fancy vacation.
Yeah, Europe isn't fancy.
Well, so, I mean,
I understand what you mean, though. No, I feel you.
You're such a bitch.
Hey.
Ooh. Ooh. So we were on a cruise and my cousin blocks the toilet, right? So he doesn't know who to call because he's, you know, so he calls room service because he figures they come to service the room. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So, yes. So. I need some nachos and a plunge up here.
Wait, so they answer room service and he's like, yo, I dropped a wicked deuce.
Yes, because he's also from Boston in 2002.
It's still a great phrase instead of blow up the bathroom.
Fair enough.
Gotta drop a wicked deuce.
Wicked deuce.
Wicked deuce. It's
we understand, it paints a picture. But it's not threatening. Yes.
Exactly. It paints a picture that's not so not bad.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. A brown picture.
Yeah. A beautiful splattery. Stopping. I'm sorry.
We're moving to poop.
Sorry.
All right. Toilet's clogged. Room service is there. What do we got?
So then it takes him so long because the guy is not a native English speaker. And my cousin's like, it's all stopped up.
Yes.
It takes him so long to figure out that is not. But the guy eventually did transfer him to where he needed to be transferred to.
Excellent.
That was not room service.
Coming from somebody who has worked at hotels, that is one of the worst phone calls to get.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing like taking care of somebody else's wicked deuce.
Yeah.
While you're on the clock.
You gotta drop a wicked deuce.
It's a bomb in your shift. For sure. For sure.
I'm going to blow up the bathroom. Pew, pew. All right. I think that's about it. You good on everything?
Yeah.
I'm good on everything.
No, I'm good. Yeah, don't blow anything up out there, team.
Don't. And blow it up.
I'm really excited that I got to participate and you guys have a safe and savvy Thanksgiving.
You are a woman we are thankful for.
Whoop, whoop.
That's why you're here for November.
I love it.
Good. All right, so you guys find me and Shannon on all of the places at That More Thing, right? And then you can find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie. Do you want Twitter followers? Do you want to give out your Twitter handle?
No.
She doesn't. So go fuck yourself. If you want to find Shannon.
So much pressure in my life right now.
If you want to find she's all of the places at Shannon's Party. And this has been episode 188. I even looked it up ahead of time because I didn't have a Shannon here to help me. Of That More Thing with Maggie and Christina replacing Shannon.
Hashtag replace Shannon. I mean, just kidding.
Bye.
Bye. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.